In Israel, a day of mourning for the country's first astronaut, Ilan Ramon. Flags flew at half-staff, and schools throughout the country held special assemblies. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Israeli-American cooperation in space exploration will continue. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israel's weekly cabinet meeting today opened with a short memorial service for Ilan Ramon. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said Ramon was a man of principle who had a great love for Israel and the Jewish people. The day will come when more Israeli astronauts will go into space, Sharon said, and each one will carry the memory of Ilan Ramon with him. Ramon became a symbol of national pride for Israelis. Married and a father of four, he was one of the eight pilots who bombed Iraq's nuclear reactor in 1981. Although not an Orthodox Jew, Ramon asked for kosher food in space. He took several Jewish ritual objects onto the shuttle with him, among them a scroll of the Torah or Old Testament that survived the Nazi Holocaust of World War II. Israelis followed the shuttle's progress avidly, and Prime Minister Sharon spoke to Ramon last week by video link-up. During that conversation, a high school student asked Ramon what had been his most memorable experience so far. Besides looking out the window, the most exciting part is the floating, Ramon said. I even go to sleep floating. Ramon's brother Gadi, who owns a pub in northern Israel, had planned a party to celebrate his brother's safe return last night. He was watching television as the space shuttle disintegrated. Gadi, who says he's afraid of flying, told Israel Television he always worried about his brother. Whenever I told him I was afraid for him, he laughed and said driving is far more dangerous, he said. Gadi and several other family members fly today to Texas. Ramon's wife Rona and his four children have been living in Florida since 1998 when he began his training. Ramon sent emails from the space shuttle to his family and friends in Israel. A close friend says that in the last email he sent, Ramon wrote, "I want to keep floating forever." Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.